Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we sit together on this Palm Sunday, or Passion Sunday if you prefer, we come to a moment when we get to look at two decisive moments in Jesus' final week in Jerusalem. We heard the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, with crowds shouting Hosanna and laying cloaks and branches on the way. We also heard the story of his conviction, his crucifixion, and his death just a few days later. And so we sit here now, we stand here now, trying to see what it is that we can see from this, trying to discover the lesson. But in between those two separate gospel stories, we also heard from the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah, using the words of God's servant, tells us that this servant of God has been given the tongue of a teacher. And that teacher is hopes to both teach us and to sustain us in our weariness. Now, through the centuries, Jesus has been equated with that servant of God. And if Jesus is that servant, if Jesus stands here prepared to teach us and sustain us, then what is it that Jesus is teaching? Jesus, in both stories, is teaching us humility. And the humility that Jesus teaches is a freedom from pride or arrogance. It's not taking yourself too seriously. That humility Jesus teaches is always being oriented to the other, to the neighbor, and to the likes of us. From his entrance into Jerusalem, through washing disciples' feet on Thursday, to his crucifixion and death, Jesus is showing us that the power of God's love is a power lived in humility and service. A power flowing from the grace and the goodness of God in Jesus our Lord. So as we gather here today, may we cry out, Lord, teach us. In our Palm Sunday reading today, Jesus shows us a humility that is free from pride or arrogance. Jesus isn't trying to make a big show of this entry, even though it happens around him. Because you see, Jesus enters on a donkey, which is the exact opposite of a war horse or an ornate carriage. Jesus is no general, no king. Jesus is no leader long sought, but rather Jesus is a servant, listening to cries for help. Because that's what Hosanna means. It is a cry for help, but here in this story it is used as a form of welcome and praise, because somehow this crowd greeting Jesus, this crowd got it, at least for a moment. They welcomed Jesus, their Savior and their teacher. They knew they needed help, and they hoped that Jesus could provide it. Jesus entered into Jerusalem looking to work for our salvation and not for his own reputation. He was not taking himself too seriously. He was looking to sustain us in our weariness from sin. So then when we get to that Passion Gospel today, before Pilate, Jesus is not arrogant. He is not flippant. He is not looking out for number one. Jesus doesn't take himself too seriously, and that takes the wind out of Pilate's sails. Jesus doesn't care how much authority or power that Pilate thought he had. Jesus stands there and submits to the arrogance of the Jewish leaders, to the arrogance of Pilate, to the whim of the crowds, and to the condemnation of all humanity. Why does Jesus do that? so that we might be saved through him. Jesus gave his back to those who struck. He gave his life for the sake of all of us, showing that this posture of humility, this pathway in life, that this is truly transformative and salvific. What Paul wrote in our reading from Philippians is that Jesus emptied himself. Jesus emptied himself, becoming a servant and living obedience unto death. Jesus didn't take equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, Jesus became one of us. Jesus lived like us, went through what it is that we go through. Jesus did all of that to know us and to show us lives of love and humility. Jesus became one of us to save us from ourselves and to save us from the temptation and despair of the devil and the world. Jesus came to save us from our fear of dying and to sustain us and give us a reason to live for one another. Jesus became human to show us what God's vision of the world really is, so that we can make that into our mission every day. This morning, in both of these readings from the Gospels, Jesus picks up the mantle of God's servant, and given the tongue of a teacher, he shows us, proclaims to us, lives for us the love of God in humble service. Jesus entered Jerusalem riding a donkey, or if we read it correctly, a donkey and a colt at the same time. I will sit with you in that seminar in heaven when we get a chance, all right? Then Jesus stands before Pilate, and he teaches humility. He teaches that humility in his lack of arrogance, in not taking himself too seriously. He dies on that cross to show us the depth and the breadth of God's love. Jesus teaches us today a life oriented to the other, to the neighbor and stranger, to family, friends, even enemies. Are we prepared to learn those lessons Jesus provides us? Are we willing to set aside our selfishness and to live for those around us? Are we ready to make God's vision into our mission? Amen.